name is Chandrika Narayanan Mohan, and this poem is called Stargazing with My Mother. We've seen stars fall before, she says over the phone, as we peer out over rooftops from different sides of Europe, looking for a blip or a spark against the blue, trying not to mistake a rocket for a star. You need binoculars, she says, and I remember how she demonstrated before handing me a pair as the Hale-Bopp comet blazed across a New Delhi sky. Look, over there, she exclaimed one time, pointing to a needle streak of white as we stood outside a Swiss hotel, not caring what people would think of two Indian women gazing upwards into the night. I wrote this after the SpaceX launch, which was a really magical experience when we were all in lockdown witnessing something happening so far away that was so groundbreaking. My mother and I were, she's in Switzerland, I'm in Dublin. We were looking out our windows trying to spy the rocket and we never actually got to get a glimpse. And then more recently, we were both doing the exact same thing again, looking for the Neowise comet. And I was remembering all the times where my mother and I would basically be stargazing. She's the one who introduced me to the idea of just looking up at the night sky through binoculars. We've seen meteor showers, saw the Hale-Bopp comet together. And it's just something that we've always done, but I never really considered talking about it. This is the first time I've ever written about it. And I suppose very recently, I've been actually looking back through my own memories of family and turning it into poetry, which is something I hadn't really done as much before. In the poem, I also mentioned in the last line sort of what people would think looking at two Indian women looking upwards into the sky. And I don't know, in my head, they probably make some really strange religious assumptions or something. They would never maybe think it's just two people looking for a meteor shower. So I thought that was something I could write about. And I also very recently won a third place in the Fingal Poetry Prize with this poem. It's the first prize I've ever won for my poetry. And I was really happy that I could celebrate the relationship I have with my mother through this. And that could be celebrated and shared because there's a lot of physical distance between us. And this is a way to bring us together.